But let's move on to the next question about government finances. When we think about government finances, many of us immediately think taxes, but taxes are only one way to finance government. Fees are another means of generating revenue, sometimes a hotly debated means. Fees can be paid directly to the village or to third parties for village-mandated products and services. How do you view the use of fees versus taxes, that balance to fund the activities of the village of Little Chute?
I touched on the fee thing a little bit in the last question with the stormwater fees that people are forced to pay. And originally, when we started charging fees, the point of them was to get the non-taxable group into paying their percentage of the service provided.
Yes.
And that's basically where the fire protection fee came from and the stormwater fees. There were large areas, school districts, churches, cemeteries, that were tax exempt from these fees. And the street cleaning, all of that was originally how intended to do was to balance that for everybody. They would pay for these services provided. Well, that fee mechanism has now gotten so far out of control that we simply say we won't raise taxes, we'll just charge a fee. Well, village president Roy Ackers used to say we should charge a fee for every service provided in this village. And for every fee charge, your tax roll should go down in equal and fair amount. And I agree with that completely. If you're going to charge me a fee to pick up my garbage, then my taxes should have gone down a comparable amount. So it's very easy to sit back and say, we didn't raise taxes, we just raised fees. Well, I'm sure you've heard it from every candidate, that's still coming out of my pocket. So I think we need to get the fee thing back under control and just stop using that as the easy way out every time. You know, I sat at that meeting with the garbage fee and heard more than one trustee say, it's the state's fault. We can't do anything about it. So they passed the fee on. Well, sometimes when my income goes down, I have to make adjustments at home. I think the village needs to get these fees back under control.
You mentioned that past president, village president Roy Ackers had an approach toward fees that said that every time somebody uses a service, a village service, they ought to be paying a fee, and that sentiment lines up with what I've heard from a number of people that if you call something a fee and it's to pay for a service that you can't avoid, it's a tax. And so it's important that when we talk about fees, that we only talk about services we can avoid, things like pool fees.
Sure.
and that kind of a thing. You had mentioned stormwater and fire protection. Those are only business-related fees. Isn't that correct?
No, every resident is charged an ERU on their water bill, one residential unit on their water
right.
bill, which started out, I believe, at $2 or $3. Went up to $8, and I believe it's back down $1 this year on that. So, yeah, everybody is charged fire protection fee. You're charged a meter fee, but I believe that's on the water department.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, believe me, every resident is absorbing these fees. Now, yes, you don't need to take a garbage container from the village if you want to hoof it out to the landfill on your own. Now, that's the justification saying it's not required. I don't know of anybody who's not using that. But I would be remiss if I didn't say the village is in the very best financial hands with mm-hmm. Dale Hogg.
Yeah.
The man is an absolute genius financially, and his ability, when I was on the board, for him to bring a thing like a village budget down to my level and walk me through the many, many steps of it. He's just one of the finest people I have ever met in government, and he is a gem.
And he's willing, when anyone has questions about finances, to spend the time with you. And I suspect that he then works late when he takes time out because he does have a lot to do and a lot of responsibilities. But you're right. He's very, very good at talking at whatever level you want to talk at about the village finances.
Yes, and the time element, too. When Michael, my first time through this board, when I got on here, I was mad about one issue, like a lot of people are when they get on here. I was just going to tear into this place. Dale pulled me aside and said, come on into my office. I'll show you how a budget works. You ever have a question, you come knock on the door and you're welcome in. And for 8 years, the slightest question I had, if I walked up to the counter, he would wave me in. If I was working late, he would say, I'll be here till 6. Yeah, it's rare you go by and his light isn't on. I mean, he was a huge help to me.